1027.
Recovering addicts say making the decision to get better is the first step towards healing. This October, we've looked at mental health and the battles many are waging, but most importantly, we've examined the life-changing help that's available to those who reach out. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
For South African singer PJ Powers, reaching a pivotal crossroad meant she had to make a decision.
First of all, I had to throw away the thought of anonymity. Okay. Because there was no ways I was going to get sober trying to hang on to my public image and nobody knowing, because that was not going to happen. And I weighed it up and I thought, right, what are we going to do here? Am I going to be an old drunk, or am I going to be PJ Powers in recovery?
And it's also about choosing to be honest.
And alcohol's not the problem. I am. I'm the issue here. One must always remember that.
Radio and TV presenter Alan Ford has been sober for 3 years now. He knows how damaging denial can be.
I created excuses that I thought an alcoholic looked like something else. It looked like the bum on the street. It looked like the person that you can smell the liquor on the next day. I wasn't that person, but I was a full-fledged alcoholic. Because when I started drinking, I couldn't stop drinking. So we mustn't con ourselves. That's the secret, is we lie to ourselves.
When it comes to reaching out for help, director at Eagles View Wellness Center, Mario Swart, says people need to stop waiting for the so-called final straw.
There is no rock bottom. Rock bottom's got a basement. And this is what addicts and alcoholics need to understand, is that you think you've hit your rock bottom and you go to rehab. And you leave the rehab and you become complacent. Or you think, no, I'm strong enough now, I can control it. This isn't about control or willpower or mindset. This is that I'm different than most people. And that difference is that I have a disease.
As a recovering addict, self-professed reformed comedian John Flismas knows that failure is part of the road to recovery.
What I want people to know is that it is absolutely fine to fail. So when we fail, we can feel shame and guilt and be debilitated and hide and escape. Or we can stay with that failure in the knowledge that there are other people who have failed who are like, hey man, welcome to the pool. Like, it doesn't make you a bad person. In fact, it makes you safer because now I know that you're like me. We're not different.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.